Up next on American Restoration.
So the main focus is to take this slot machine and make it dispense beer.
Yes.
But bam, 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 and then a beer comes out. Over beer, beer, beer.
Beer, beer, beer sounds better to me.
What'd you guys quote?
I let Kelly do it. I didn't feel comfortable quoting it.
So he threw you under the bus.
So this is an antique boxing ring bell.
This is really cool. Here.
That's the one piece I'd like to try and keep.
This piece of shit ain't going back on that bell.
I'm Rick Dale. And at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Come on, Kyle, it's hot. Get that done before winter.
Excuse me.
Hey, cowboy, why don't you go see what he needs?
What am I, customer service now? What can I do for you?
How you doing? I have something I'd like to get restored.
Alrighty, I got somebody you can talk to.
Great.
Ray!
I'm over here.
Somebody here wants to see you about something.
Hey, I'm Rick. How are you?
Hi, Rick. I'm Spiro.
How can I help you?
I have an item I'd like to have restored.
I got a little table over here. We'll set it on top of there,
great.
Okay?
So this is an antique boxing ring bell.
Oh, wow.
Not in the best shape, needs a lot of help. It came from the estate of a boxer by the name of Freddie Len. He fought in the 1940s and then went on to coach Joe Frazier as well as Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier? I mean, those are two boxers that back as a kid. That's all I remember seeing. I mean, they were in the 70s and they were going at it.
Those were the days when the heavyweights were heavyweights.
Yeah. So this has got a lot of history to it.
It looks it. It looks it.
This is really cool here.
That was one of the parts of the bell that I really thought was neat.
Yeah.
Just kind of nautical. You can kind of feel the age, right?
Yeah.
It's
somebody, went at that.
That's the one piece I'd like to try and keep.
Keep that original?
Yeah,
totally original?
Totally original.
All right, so what do you want to do with it?
Well, my wife and I are huge boxing fans, so we're starting to kind of build a collection of memorabilia. So
okay.
I see this as something that's going to, hang in our house, and we'll pass down through our family.
Right.
I think if you were to pull it, it's going to ring, but the bell's pretty dinged up, so it's not going to sound right.
Some of the things on the bell I was looking at, it's got a lot of dents in it. See, look at that one. That's actually got a weld in it.
Somebody really went to work on this thing while they're trying to fix it.
The material is solid brass.
Wow.
So we're going to pound it all out flat and then polish it out the way it was. Like it would have been a really shiny brass finish. That bell is banged up so bad, it looks like it went a few rounds with Ali and Frazier. And to fix this thing, because it's brass, is way harder than it looks. As far as the working mechanism, this is all done in cast right here. The springs, these can be de-rusted. And this actually looks like it's all brass too. I would polish all of that. So to get all the wood redone in oak and then finish out the bell to where it rings real, real well, I'm looking at $1,100.
But Rick, I gotta tell you, this is a gift from my wife. So that price, you better do a good job.
All right. Well, I know how wives are. I have one myself. So trust me, it'll be beautiful, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, cool.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm really hoping that Rick can restore this bell because it's a great piece of boxing history.
Get those pits out.
Yeah,
what's up?
Where's your dad?
He left. He ordered some parts.
Well, we've got these two customers here right now. Do you have a few minutes to come out?
Yeah, I can come with you. I'll be back, bud.
So I don't have Rick, but I have Tyler. Tyler, this is Steve and Mark.
Tyler.
Nice to meet
you.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, dude. Nice to meet you guys.
Thank you. We work for RPM Advertising, and we're celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Okay.
And this was actually a game that we designed for one of our clients. We work a lot of late hours.
Late nights, weekends. They miss a lot of happy hours.
So what we'd like to do is to turn this machine into a slaughterator.
Slaughterator.
A kegerator, if you will. We want to keep the game and the glass intact.
I love it.
So we'd like it to go, line up, bam, 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 and then a beer comes out. Or beer, beer, beer.
Beer, beer, beer sounds better to me. You want it set up to where there's a winner every time, or they have to play so many times until they get beer, beer, beer?
We want them to win every time.
Oh, what a good boss.
Really, bottom line is that they see this thing and they say, wow, so that they can have their happy hour while they're still working.
So you're going to leave it open to us to figure out where to put the tap?
Absolutely. Based on what we were talking about, how much would something like this cost?
I don't really even feel comfortable, because if I was going to tell you a number, it'd just be a guess.
A while back, we did a Rumorator for Sammy Hagar out of an old fridge. It had nitrogen for cooling and poured five glasses at once.
Let's have a toast, Rick. I'm serious. This is to you.
And that job was super expensive, so I can't begin to imagine how much this thing's going to cost.
Well, here's the deal. You know, there's a lot of work to be done just to the slot machine to restore everything, the kegerator, the conversion kits, the CO2 tanks, whatever we're going to do to the base. We have to take out the mechanism for the money. We have to retrofit that tap. We need to put a drain in here to catch the beer. So there is a lot of work. I think I'm right at about $12,000.
To help RPM celebrate our 20th anniversary, a special client is coming by to pick it up, so you guys better knock it out of the park.
You'll be blown away. You're gonna love it.
Let's do it.
Awesome.
Thanks, Eric, so much.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Tom.
I'm excited.
It's a tall order on this job, and if it turns out any less than what we're hoping for, it would be a huge disappointment for us.
This thing better look nice, and it better dispense cold beer.
All right, I'll take you on a tour of the shop.
I could hear you coming all the way down the hall.
I need you to help me tear this down.
Oh. We need a flathead.
You have a flathead.
There you go. What are you doing?
Stuck, Kyle.
Hit it with a freaking punch.
With a punch? Knock that son of a bitch out.
Well, I'm glad I brought you in here to help me.
You really didn't even need my help, did you?
No. Kyle, can you braid? We need to make another one of these things.
I think the customer wants that original.
The customer don't know what the hell he wants.
Customer's always right, cowboy.
Wrong.
All right, I'm going to give the bell to Manny, get all the dings out of it. Thanks, cowboy.
You're welcome, Kyle. This piece of shit ain't going back on that bell.
Cowboy, don't forget that rope.
All right, Kyle.
So everything that's beer related has to be below.
Hey, guys.
Here. What's up?
Hey.
I don't know. What's up?
It's our new restoration.
Okay, well, what do they want?
They want to turn it into like a beer dispenser.
This?
When you pull the arm, it's going to show beer, beer, beer. This is a slaughterator.
I think it'd be easier to rip out every single wire in there and start fresh.
Oh, who's gonna do that?
It's not that many wires.
Dude, you still have to have a lot of those wires for it to function.
No, that won't happen. It's gonna be a lot of work. It's like basically building a brand new slot machine, so it could get expensive.
So what'd you quote him, Ty?
Nothing. I let Kelly do it. I didn't feel comfortable quoting it. It's too big of a project. This is like custom.
Yeah, no kidding. So he threw you under the bus. What'd you quote?
I quoted $12,000.
That's cutting it pretty close.
The problem with working on gaming devices, we need to find somebody that works on this electronic part, because we want it to stop in the right positions. We want them to always win. So we need to find some slot tech that knows exactly how to work on these.
We'll be fine. Trust me.
All right. Well, I've heard that before. We need to make budget.
I will make sure we stay on budget. Okay?
Okay.
I got this. A lot of what I do in the office, people can't see, so they always underestimate me. I'm a little worried about what it's going to cost bringing in outside help, but I think I got this.
Okay. You know what to do.
I know what to do.
You know what to do?
I know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
There's still a chance that this might crack.
Really? I just come to see how we're doing.
We're all tapped out.
You know that boxing bell? A little piece of rope. Do you know where that is?
I don't recall.
It's right in here, Wayne.
All right, what have you got for me today?
We're restoring this old boxing bell, and it's beat up pretty bad. So I got my welder, Wayne, in here to go a few rounds on it.
What I want to do is I want to polish this all out and not plate it, because he wants it original. So any of these dents or dings that are in it has got to go. And that big one right there, that's my problem. You know, when somebody welds it like that, it ends up
you know, changing the sound of the bell anyways. They just fixed it and they didn't know any better. So I want to know how we can fix that.
Now, I think we can. It just could be a little time consuming because there's still a chance that this might crack.
Really?
Yeah.
When working with brass, there's always a chance that the metal will get overworked and crack. If that happens, this job is over.
All right, well, hopefully everything goes well. All right, knock on steel, okay, bud?
Okay.
All right.
To get the dents out, Wayne has to melt in brass filler. So on top of worrying about cracking the bell, he has to be careful that the heat from the MIG welder doesn't warp the metal, which ultimately will determine the sound of the bell.
Wow. That's a lot of slot machines.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Hi, are you Dave?
I am. You must be Kelly.
I am. How are you?
How are you doing? What do you got there?
This is the slot machine that I was telling you about.
Okay. Well, let's get it on the lift over here and see what you got.
Well, we had the customers come in. They want us to turn the slot machine into a slotterator, which actually dispenses beer. I think I quoted a really good price, but Rick doesn't think so. I'm hoping Dave can shed some light on the situation.
So what exactly do you want this to do? Do you want it to take money?
No, it's got to be free play.
Okay.
Every time you pull this, you're a winner, and so you get your beer, and this lights up, it ding-dings. I mean, all the effects of a real slot machine in a casino.
Well, making a machine free play is one thing, but to make it hit a jackpot every time, these machines were not designed for that. I think we need to look inside and see what you have here and see if this is something that's even feasible to do. You can see the machine's made of many components.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is the hopper. This is what pays out the money. We won't be needing that anymore.
No.
And then we have what they call the microprocessor unit. Yeah, this is the brain of the machine. And these are the two programs that control this game. To make this machine think it's going to hit a jackpot every time, sometimes we may have to rewrite software in order for that to happen. So that's just something we need to really think about. We're going to have to find some sort of a solenoid.
It's a solenoid?
A solenoid, like a coil that would open and close a valve, allowing something to pass through, like beer, and it would be activated from the handle pool. But you could hold it down until the beer is full, then let it go back up.
You time the opening with how long you hold the handle.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
A solenoid in this thing sounds good, but it also sounds expensive. Here's the plan. Take out all the
anything
that has to do with the money, and then try to program it. Get the solenoid in. We're going to take care of the rest. And then call me with a price.
Okay. I've never done this before, but I think we can do it. Sounds great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Have a good one.
Cowboy. Hey, you know that boxing bell? A little piece of rope. You know, sort of, it pulled down on the bell. You know where that is?
I don't recall.
You and Kyle tore it down. You have no idea.
No idea.
Rick, little piece of braided rope?
Yeah.
I saw it in the garbage over there.
Did you throw it away?
I guess. You want me to dig it out of the damn trash?
That's bull. You need to get over there right now and dig it out of the trash.
I saw a cowboy throw it out. It was in the garbage. So, hey, payback.
You don't need to mention my name at all. I use this drill on you.
We don't ever throw anything away in a customer's restoration.
Snitch!
Hey, you shouldn't throw anything away.
Snitches and bitches.
Chris ain't gonna last long here if he keeps snitching on me.
Hey, I saw a guy on the strip like that last night. Looked kind of like you, digging for aluminum cans.
I was digging your mother out of the trash.
Really? You're really good at digging through garbage. Is that what you do?
Ask your mama.
You get your little 5-cent returns on the aluminum
cans? Ask your mama.
Hey, there's the rope. You should know better than to throw anything out.
How's this little bad boy doing?
Good. It's done.
Yeah, it looks cool.
What is this? Just a small wagon?
Actually, what it is it's either a late 30s or early 40s high-speed salesman sample. This is basically what the salesman would carry as a tool to show the merchant or the guy that owned the store, this is what it looks like. How many do you want to order? And this is rare. There's only so many salesmen, so they only made a certain amount of these.
Of the small ones.
Yeah.
No, this thing's super cool. It has character.
Right. This, the swooping fenders that are on here, you know, that Art Deco stuff, is very 40s.
I remember when this thing came in, it was pretty wrecked.
Yeah, the wheels were basically chipped and falling apart. We had to go over the wheels and redo all the woodwork. The bodywork was very tedious because it's so small. You know, it took a lot more time to deal with. Put new hardware inside there.
straightened the handle out. The paint job on it looks incredible. The customer's gonna love it. Let's go ahead and get the thing wrapped up, crated, get it out of here. Hey, is this part to the Slaughterator?
Yeah.
All right. So, just come to see how we're doing.
You know how we talked about doing the switch thing, you know, for the customer to
when you pull the arm down? Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's totally not in the budget. Our slot guy quoted us a price, and in order to make the arm trigger the beer, this was going to put us way over budget.
So what's plan B?
What do you mean, what's plan B?
I saw this coming. So what are you thinking here?
We're actually going to move the tap on the left side because it's going to be a manual one.
All right. This is actually the piece that taps into the top of the keg. And this piece right here, this is actually the line that goes from the CO2 tank into here and pushes the beer up into the hose. We're going to have the line run right through that hole so we don't have to drill any holes.
Oh, I like that.
We don't do it right, and it leaks anywhere inside this, we're gonna have a huge short. It won't work anymore. Okay. All right, so it goes like that. We don't have much time, okay? You get the beer, you figure out the routing,
okay?
Okay.
Hurry, chop, chop. So, you wanna go see it?
Definitely, yeah, we're excited.
Yeah. Right over here.
We're both very big boxing fans. This bell was a gift from my husband, and it was pretty beat up, so I'm looking forward to seeing what it looks like today.
So you ready?
Yes. Yeah, we are ready.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, so you got, who remembers what this thing looked like?
Oh, I remember what it looked like.
Yeah, it was really
beat up. Oh, the bell was all dented and the wood behind it was just all rotted out. Yeah.
So you ready?
Good. Yes. Yeah, we are ready.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh my God.
Wow. That is.
Oh, wow.
That is really outstanding.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Are you sure this is the right one?
Yeah, this is the same balcony. It does not look like it. Unreal.
That is stunning. Wow. And the wood, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
When we brought it in, it was just so rotted out. It was, oh.
You've put it back into really just amazing shape.
This bell itself was made so precise that they got to be just right, otherwise they don't sound right. So you guys want to hear it? You want to pull it?
Absolutely,
go ahead.
Sure.
Let it rip.
All right. There we go. And it works.
Cool.
This was the one thing that I asked you to hold on to, and it is there.
Yeah, it's there now. So where's it gonna go?
Well, with it looking this good, you get to pick where it goes.
Living room.
Bedroom. Ding ding.
Given what it looks like now, it's going right on the wall.
Hands down, I think this is the best piece that we have in our boxing memorabilia. Thanks again.
Yeah, as long as you're happy, I'm definitely happy. Let me...
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
This is TJ, the great nephew of Jack Binion. You know Binion's Casinos?
Hi, Rick.
Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Awesome. He's here for the slot machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Our friends at RPM got hung up in Chicago with some weather.
Oh.
Steve and Mark's company, RPM, we used at our casinos. And in celebration of the work they did, we gave them a groovy shoe slot machine. I'm excited to see the new version.
You know, I remember seeing it in their offices there, you know, when working
thing?
With them there. And it was getting a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, it's beat up. So, you ready to see it?
I can't wait to see
okay.
it.
Okay, you're going to love this thing. Come on, let's over here. Okay, so it's a little different now, so I want to show it to you. Ready?
I'm excited. Let's see it.
One, two, three.
Oh. Check this out. Oh, man. This is all refinished. Look at this. Wait a second. Groovy Brews?
That's right. It's not Groovy Shoes anymore, is it? You know why it's Groovy Brews?
No.
Yes.
Way.
These guys are gonna have so much fun with this. I want one. Brew. Any brew. The best beer is free beer. It's on the house. Oh man, this is fantastic.
Kelly found this basically kegerator refrigeration unit here, and what you do is you open it up, and then now they put the keg right down in here. It's got the CO2 unit on the bottom, and then there's a drain line going through there. So we took the tray and made it into a drain unit, okay? So it drains through there in case they get sloppy.
Yes.
On the original machine, it had buttons, it had a dollar bill validator, all that stuff on the front door.
Yes.
We just took and filled all that in and re-chromed everything. Now on the inside, it's all been redone. Oh, yeah. We took everything out of it. It's all nice and cold at the bottom. As soon as you pull the tap, you're gonna get ice cold beer out of the front.
Fantastic. Does the mug start, you know, turn on?
Yeah, here, let me show you.
Ready?
Boom.
Oh man, look at this, the mug's turning.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah?
Let's make sure this thing works.
All right,
here we go.
There you go.
Celebrate.
Go ahead.
All right. The Slotterator. I wasn't even expecting a Slotterator. I was expecting a slot machine. And to come in and see what Rick and his crew did, oh man, it's a blast. The functionality of it, it's clean, it's tight. I mean, they just nailed it. You guys did a great job here.
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's go inside. I think I got some peanuts to go
nice.
Over here.
Nice. Let's throw these down.
Yeah.